Friends, I am glad so many of you participated in the Pariyatti and Patipatti seminar of Dhamma. So many scholars, intellectuals, educationalists, doctors, engineers, business executives, it is good that all of you tasted Dhamma. The seminar was not meant merely for intellectual entertainment. The Patipatti part was very important, and you all participated in that. I am grateful to all of you. You gave me a wonderful opportunity to serve you in Dhamma, in Patipatti Dhamma. I heard the conclusions of the seminar. They are good, healthy. The main conclusion is to have research made both in the words of Buddha, so that the technique which was lost to this country and to the humanity at large, of course kept in its pristine purity for generations in the neighboring country. Yet by making research on the words of Buddha, this technique which was lost will become clearer. No confusions will be there for students to practice it. The Pariyatti, the theoretical aspect of Dhamma, will help a student on the path of Patipatti, the practice of it. And then the research to be made on the students as to how this technique helps them in building up noble human qualities in them, an improvement in the behavior of the individual, an improvement in the social structure, improvement all around. Such a research will prove the efficacy of this wonderful technique, scientific technique, universal technique. But the biggest research is the research to be made by each individual within oneself. The practice of Vipassana is nothing but a research in itself. One has to explore the truth within the framework of the body, the truth pertaining to the law of nature, universal law of nature. The darkness of ignorance within oneself can only be removed by making a search of the light of Dhamma within oneself. And this will help one to come out of all the miseries of burning in raga, in dvesha, in moha, craving, aversion, illusion, delusion. This is what the Lord wanted. when he said, Kumiha Sukimanandu Nichang Pajalate Sati Nichang Pajalate Sati Andhakarinayunadu Nichang Pajjalate, burning day and night, burning, continuously burning, burning in the fire of craving, burning in the fire of aversion, burning in the fire of ignorance. What you will gain by these merrymakings, entertainments outside, make a search of this truth inside, make a search of the lamp of Dhamma within, so that you come out of the darkness of ignorance, come out of all your misery. This is what each individual has to do. And this is what the technique of Vipassana is for. Not merely for intellectual entertainments, not just to establish the superiority of this particular sect or that particular sect, this particular dogma or that particular dogma, this particular belief or that particular belief, this philosophy or that philosophy. Vipassana is not for that. Vipassana is to make a search of the truth, the law, universal, that is Dhamma, within oneself at the experiential level. The truth has been expounded, explained well by the enlightened person. There are books, scriptures, there are learned people who will again explain what the truth is. But this itself is not sufficient. Each individual has to make a search within oneself, this search of the truth, the law. Look how I am burning. Every moment I am burning in craving, in aversion, in ignorance, in craving, aversion, ignorance. And look, there is a way to come out of it. And here is a way. Just observe. Just observe it at the level of your sensations. You are burning not merely at the mental level. Look, you are burning. The entire mind and matter phenomenon, burning, burning. So much of misery. Just start observing it, and you will find how you are coming out of it. Layers after layers of these accumulated impurities will get peeled off. If you observe objectively, maintaining perfect equanimity, you have tried that in the Patipatti part, and each one of you have started making the search of the truth within. This was a very tiny step, but a very valuable step. First step, right step, in right direction, on the right path. And the path is within oneself. Explore the truth within, the universal truth. The more and more one experiences reality within oneself, the more and more one comes out of the narrow self-centeredness. Vipassana and self-centeredness cannot go together. The inflated ego gets dissolved. And the law of nature becomes so clear. It is applicable not only to me, but to everyone, all beings. Applicable to everything, animate, inanimate. The law is law. Then these artificial barriers between man and man, which are so harmful, which go against the harmony and peace of the society, all those barriers are going to get broken, shattered.
बाहर भीतर एको जानो यह गुरु ज्ञान बताई रे जन नानक बिन आपा चिन्हे कटे न भ्रम की काई रे
द लॉ इज द सेम आउटसाइड इनसाइड द एनलाइटेंड पर्सन explains this by his own experience and he wants us to know it at the experiential level. The experience can be made only within the framework of the body. Within the framework of the body, if one starts realizing the truth pertaining to oneself, what is this I? I keep on saying I. What is this I? This physical structure, is this I? This mental structure, is this I? The combination of the two, is this I? Or is there something beyond this mind and matter which is I? Let it be investigated. As one starts investigating it at the experiential level, the sages and saints have said, know thyself. Know thyself not merely at the intellectual level, know thyself at the actual level, at the experiential level. Then the entire law of universe, the law of nature, the universal law of nature becomes so clear. As one progresses on the path of Dhamma, on the path of truth, at the experiential level, one starts realizing, what is the difference between me and this person? Between me and this person? Between this person and that person? All are alike. Not because a particular dogma says so, a philosophy says so. Now at the experiential level you started understanding, all are alike. Everyone, whether he's a Hindu or a Muslim or a Jain or a Christian or a Parsi or a Sikh, an Indian or a Burmese or an American or a Russian, makes no difference. Everyone. When one generates defilements in the mind, anger, hatred, ill will, passion, fear, any defilements, one is bound to become agitated. Nichyanapajjalite sati. All the time, everyone is generating these defilements and is burning, unhappy. I've experienced within myself. This is happening everywhere. So what is the difference? What is the difference between a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Christian or a Muslim? What is the difference between a Brahmin or a Shudra? One from this caste or that caste, of this community or that community, of this color or that color, of this shape or that shape, of this appearance or that appearance. What difference? No difference. This is universal. Law is universal. As soon as someone starts generating a defilement in the mind, the nature starts punishing this person then and there. One is bound to become miserable. The nature does not favor a particular sect. The nature does not favor a particular community. The nature does not favor a particular person. Anyone who generates defilement in the mind is bound to become miserable. And if one wants to come out of misery, there is no other way. The only way is come out of these defilements. And by my own experience, every meditator will realize, by my own experience I understand, look, as soon as the defilement is gone, I start experiencing peace and harmony within. Again, this is the law of nature. Every person who eradicates the impurity from the mind is bound to experience peace and harmony. Peace and harmony is not the monopoly of a particular community, a particular sect. Nothing doing. Law is law, applicable to one and all. This becomes so clear. If at all there is a difference between a human being and another human being, the only difference is one who is established in Dhamma and who has come out of misery, or is getting established in Dhamma and coming out of misery, and one who is so ignorant that he keeps on multiplying his own misery. This is the difference. And this is a difference which has nothing to do with a caste or a community or sect or anything. And this is a difference which can be overcome. Somebody who is so ignorant that all the time is multiplying his own impurities, and therefore burning, can come out of it, and enjoy the same peace and harmony as the other person who has come out of it. It is open for one and all, no barrier. Barrier between human being and human being, and barrier between all beings will go away. All beings are miserable, all beings are suffering. If Dhamma arises in its pristine purity, not the sectarian Dhamma, no sectarian Dhamma is going to help us in any way. On the other hand, again it will create differences between this community and that community. Dhamma is universal. A Buddha teaches universal Dhamma, the law of nature. That is why he is Buddha, because he is enlightened. He is the greatest scientist who has explored the truth within himself at the experiential level and has found out if this happens, the result is bound to be this. If you do not want this result, then better not allow this to happen. If someone places his hand on the fire, one is bound to get burned. If one doesn't want this burning, then better keep your hand away from the fire. As simple as that. What Hinduism about it? What Buddhism about it? What Sikhism about it? This is the law of nature. And this is Dhamma. The more and more one practices Vipassana, all these barriers of casteisms, sectarian barriers, communal barriers, they all go away. Racial barriers, they all go away. One starts feeling one with the entire humanity. Human being is human being. Oh, everybody is suffering as I used to suffer. And still, whenever I generate defilement, I still suffer. Similarly, others are also suffering. If they get this wonderful technique, the wonderful Dhamma, oh, they will come out of their misery, because they will come out of their defilements. This technique is universal technique. You practiced for 8 or 9 days and you found there is no sectarianism involved in it. You started observing your respiration, and respiration is universal. One cannot say that this respiration is Hindu or that respiration is Muslim or Christian or Buddhist. Respiration is respiration. And then we switched over observing the sensations on the body. What Hinduism about it? What Buddhism about it? This is law of nature. Everyone has sensations on the body and can observe those sensations, calling oneself a Hindu or a Buddhist or a Christian or a Sikh or a by any name, it makes no difference. The technique gives the result, the same result to one and all who practice. Oh, a universal technique based on the universal law of nature, then all this madness of sectarianism will go away. The madness of racial feeling, I am of a superior race, will go away. Or the inferiority complex of I am of a lower caste will go away. Human being is human being. The only defect, if at all I have the defect, is that out of ignorance I keep on generating defilements. And with this technique, I can develop my wisdom. And I can come out of the ignorance and come out of the old habit of generating defilements. I can purify my mind. I can come out of all my misery. And similarly, everyone who is suffering can come out of the misery by the same technique. It will become so clear. The world will be a better world if the madness of sectarianism, the madness of casteism, the madness of racial superiority, etc., they all go away. the world will be a better world to live in, more peaceful, more harmonious. And it cannot go away by mere sermon. It cannot go away by your penal codes even. It can only go away when each individual starts realizing the truth of Dhamma, the law. Look, it is applicable on one and all. Everyone has the facility, has the opportunity to reach the highest goal and become a liberated person, an enlightened person. No race will become a barrier. No, nothing else can become a barrier. Anyone, a normal human being, can walk on the path and reach the final goal. May more and more people of this country, and not only of this country, all around the world, more and more people suffering with these defilements come in contact with this wonderful Dhamma, the wonderful technique of Vipassana, and come out of their misery, come out of their unhappiness, and enjoy peace, enjoy harmony. Peace and harmony for all. Real happiness for all. May the new year bring light of Dhamma to dispel the darkness of ignorance throughout the world. May all come out of their misery. May all enjoy real peace, real harmony.
Bhavatu sarva mangalam, bhavatu sarva mangalam, bhavatu